Of course. It's been disappointing me for 35 years. I've been many times we'll hit 60 below zero up at the sinks, and that's a wonderful temperature. It's an amazing temperature, but it's just short of the record. But at the same time, I enjoy studying it and seeing the difference in temperature across the basin. We'll see differences of 40, 50 degrees from above the inversion, above this cold lake of air, which gets trapped in the sink. It'll be 50 degrees warmer above that down to the bottom. Major temperature differences. Really fun, really fascinating to study.
Why do these places get so cold? What is the science behind it?
Well, there's a bunch of reasons that we found out. First of all, they get good snow up in the mountains, so these basins need to have they're high mountain valleys, so the atmosphere is thin, not a lot of atmosphere to hold in the heat at night, so on a good, cold, clear night with Arctic air, so Arctic air is important. Then you have the Great Basin high pressure that sets up over the Great Basin, Utah, northern Utah. It's right at the center of that Great Basin high. And so you get the Arctic air, you get the Great Basin high, wind stop, and you get a lot of radiational cooling. You get energy that just basically escapes out to space. It's kind of what happens when you don't have a greenhouse effect. When you have a lot of energy escaping out to space, you get very cold, like this morning, 53 below at Peter Sink, and Logan, 27 below. Again, same principle works. Logan's much colder than Salt Lake because of the same principle that takes place up at the sinks.
What does it do to your body to be in temperatures like that?
In my late teens and early 20s in studying this, I had terrible equipment. So I used moon boots, you know, from the late 70s, early 80s. I just froze. I'd get up there at 5 in the morning, hike in with snowshoes, and I'd get out and I was just freezing. And that was at 40 or 50 below zero and sometimes 60 below. And since then, I have better equipment and I can go up into the sinks and actually stay pretty comfortable. And I've had frostbite a couple of times up there, mainly on my hand, but nothing serious. And I thought about it, you know, things that you do when you're in your 20s, maybe you wouldn't do when you're in your 40s or 50s. If I would have twisted an ankle and had to crawl out, or maybe twisted my knee, something would have happened, slipped into a little hole area and twisted myself, easily freeze to death, even with the right equipment. So.
Now, I knew you during your time here at Utah State University, and I remember when you traveled to Peter Sinks and recorded what I believe is still the record low temperature on the continental United States.
Well, officially, we're number two. We're the second coldest in the 48 states. The coldest is Rogers Pass, Montana, minus 70. And there's a lot of arguing about whether that's really should be an official temperature, and really nothing was done officially. We're just taking the word of one person that took the reading up at Rogers Pass back in, I think it was in the early 60s, I believe, or late 50s when that record was set. Are we going to break a record? It's just a matter of time. Peter Sink and Middle Sink are very cold. My research and my numbers that I've crunched and some friends that have done the same think it can go 75, maybe even pushing 80 below zero on just a perfect cold night up there. So I think we're going to beat minus 70 sometime in the next 10 or 15 or 20 years. I hope I'm still around when that happens.
Zane Stevens, thank you so much for being with me today.
You bet, Carrie.
That was Zane Stevens. He was in the sinks the day temperatures plummeted to minus 69.4 degrees Fahrenheit in February of 1985. Stevens does agricultural forecasting for vineyards and other growers in California, trading in his moon boots for flip-flops. I'm Carrie Bringhurst, and you're listening to Utah Public Radio. I used to buy my faith and worship, but then my chance to get to heaven slim. Oh, I used to worry about the future, but then I threw my caution to the wind. I had no reason to be carefree, no, until I took a trip to the other side of town. Yeah. You know I heard that boogie rhythm. Hey, I had no choice but to get down. Dance. Nothing left for me to do but dance. All these bad times I'm going through, just dance. Got candy in my ears tonight, baby. Ooh, I feel the thunder, see the lightning. I know this anger.
was heaven sent. So I've got to hang out on my hang-ups, 'cause on the boogie I feel so hell-bent. Hey, hey, it's just an instant gut reaction that I get. I know I've never ever felt like this before. I don't know what to do, but then that's nothing new. Stuck between hell and high water, I need a cure to make it through. Hey.